Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
McCain's battle, Trump's disappointment. I'm Elliot Francis. Support continues to pour in this morning for Arizona Senator John McCain after it was revealed the 80-year-old lawmaker was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. Detail from medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It is a type of cancer, a malignant cancer. And what that means in this case is that when you operate on this, it needs to be treated as well with chemotherapy and radiation. The concern is that it will come back. That's the big concern with these types of tumors. And again, in order to try and give him the best chance at that, it is likely that he'll undergo some further treatments over the next several weeks.
McCain is considering treatment that includes chemotherapy and radiation. President Trump tells the New York Times he wouldn't have appointed Jeff Sessions as Attorney General if he'd known Sessions would recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Times correspondent Maggie Haberman.
We know that Donald Trump has been very angry with Jeff Sessions for quite some time, but it was a pretty remarkable statement for him to make on the record, for him to vent his ire that way and to make clear that, he considers what Jeff Sessions did, which was a recusal because he was concerned about a conflict, to be problematic.
In Nevada, the state parole board is set to hear O.J. Simpson's appeal for parole today, but what are his chances? Correspondent Jim Roop.
In Simpson's favor, his age, he's now 70, the fact that he has no disciplinary write-ups, and he's already been granted parole on 5 of the 12 counts for which he was convicted in that Las Vegas sports memorabilia incident in 2008. While historically, the Nevada Parole Board has granted parole to just half the cases it hears, Simpson could very well be among the half who are granted early release.
An outright repeal of the Affordable Care Act would see the number of uninsured soar by 32 million people by 2026. That's according to the most recent assessment from the Congressional Budget Office. Ahead of Thursday's opening bell on Wall Street right now, Dow futures up 20. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says cancer just picked the wrong guy to mess with. Hogan wrote on his Facebook page last night after news that Senator John McCain's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. Hogan is himself a cancer survivor and says he knows that McCain will, quote, fight this battle with the same courage and strength that he has shown throughout his lifelong commitment to public service. Well, there's now once again a green light for the Purple Line following a ruling from a federal appeals court panel. Maryland officials say construction can now start on the light rail line.
A three-judge panel has issued a stay on Judge Richard Leon's previous ruling that halted construction for the Purple Line.
Court of Appeals issued a stunning rebuke to Judge Leon.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says planners can now resume trying to get funding from the federal government. The court says planning can continue as the overall case continues through the appeals process, meaning it could be derailed again in the future.
Is it enough to totally eliminate the cloud over this project? There's still some mist in the air.
Our calls to plaintiffs in the case were not returned. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Loudoun County Board of Supervisors is set to vote today on a huge pay raise for county supervisors.
62%. That would be the pay hike for the next Loudoun County Board of Supervisors in 2020 if the measure is approved. Right now, the current salary starts at around $41,000, but the raise would put the starting rate in the mid-60s. Not everyone on the board's in favor of the move, though. Ralph Bona is vice chair.
This is excessive. It's just downright ridiculous. If we gave ourselves the same raises the county staff got each of these years, the numbers would be much lower and more reasonable.
Tonight's meeting starts at 5. The public will have a chance to comment before the vote. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,641. The Nasdaq at 6,385. Sports, the Angels put an end to the National 6-game winning streak. The O's beat the Rangers again. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great
across. across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? With Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at FortinetFederal.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overnight crash on the American Legion Bridge. Right now, no delay. It's early, light volume. However, if it stays here, it might not be a problem. On the outer loop, as you leave Maryland heading into Virginia, mid-span on the American Legion Bridge, still have the right lane block tractor-trailer accident. They've been dealing with this for hours. On the Virginia Beltway inner loop, as you come up toward Braddock Road, that's where we had the overnight construction project. Rock Creek Parkway, right down near the Kennedy Center, Virginia Avenue area, they were alternating traffic through that stretch with the overnight road work. Typically see that through this morning in the 5 o'clock hour. No delay, though. We look good. Coming in from the west, 66 Greenway Toll Road. No problems there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You're ready for some more hot weather today with a heat advisory during the afternoon hours with a mix of clouds and sun and a high to 98. The heat index should reach the triple digits. Dry tonight with a low of 79. Then isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 96. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Herndon, 72 in Damascus, 81 degrees in Washington. With the diagnosis of brain cancer, Senator John McCain now faces his toughest battle yet. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday morning. Another busy show for us today. 7:05, we have Katie Fang. She's a legal analyst. We're going to talk about O.J. Simpson's parole hearing. What are the chances that that guy is out? I think pretty good. We'll find out, though. Byron York, 7:35, Washington Examiner. A lot to talk about with him, including health care. And did you hear about that Trump New York Times interview? Well, Byron York will break it all down. And then we got Danica Rome as well, Virginia House of Delegates candidate, joining us at 8:05 a.m. this morning on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Well, let's start your morning off with some great news. So Social Security is going to be paying out more than it receives in just 5 years. Yay, there you go. Get up, get to work, because you're going to need more money if you want to retire. Social Security, when it was first implemented in the 1930s, it seemed like a great idea because in the 1930s, the average life expectancy was about 18 years less than it is now. Birth rates were higher than they are now. And by the 1950s, it was twice as high as it is in the 21st century birth rate. All right. So it seemed like a great idea because we're always going to be having a greater pool. It's a Ponzi scheme. Where it basically is a pyramid scheme, is what is Social Security.
I thought it was an investment, Mary.
It's a Ponzi scheme. What's his name? Went to jail for doing this.
Madoff.
I knew it was an M. Yeah, Madoff is in jail for doing this. So they said, well, we're going to take your money and we're going to give it to somebody else. And you're going to make an investment. And we're going to take that money. I'm going to give it to somebody else. And then when it's time, when you want to collect your investment, I'm going to take money from somebody else and give it to you. That's a Ponzi scheme. And shockingly, it's all falling down. So when they implemented Social Security in the 1930s, it was very sustainable because people only collected for a couple of years, and there were so many younger workers that were paying into the system that were supporting these older workers. All right, so we all know what happened. Birth rate goes down, people started living longer, good thing, right?
Yeah, especially as they stop smoking cigarettes.
Yes. Well, now, because of that, the future of Social Security is not looking all that healthy. Social Security is going to start paying out more money than it receives, as I said, in 5 years. And it may be insolvent before the last of the baby boomers dies off. They are also, so more good news, the disability, the Old Age and Survivors Insurance and Disability Insurance, also known as the ASDI Trust Fund, will be depleted by 2034. And I'm not surprised because I know so many people on disability. It's ridiculous. And they collect, you know, people, especially what happens is people who are older lose their job, can't get another job. They get disability. And then they ride disability till they can collect Social Security. So it's being used, I think, for a lot of people who shouldn't be getting it. But anyway, but when this happens, when the Disability Insurance Trust Fund is depleted in 2028, 93% of the benefits will be paid. When Social Security gets to that point in 5 years where it's paying out more than it's taking in, they're estimating only 77% of benefits will be payable.
Doesn't sound like a sustainable
system. I'm just going to let that hang there. So right now, Social Security is taking in more revenue than it pays out through benefits, which I'm shocked to hear. Right now, it's taking in more than it's paying out. And it will expect it to do that until 2022. All right. Which is more than 5 years away. So, but once Social Security begins to pay out more than it takes in, it's going to be forced to liquidate the assets held by the trust funds. And then in 2022 is when you're going to be looking at paying 77% of benefits. So,
this is a rosy picture.
It's not a very pretty picture. So, and I know so many people said, that's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. Here's the bottom line. Now, this could change. Who knows? Maybe people will, I don't know how it would change. Maybe people who aren't working are going to start working, will pay in. Maybe they can, we raise the retirement age. I don't have a problem with that, raising the retirement age. People live so much longer. I know so many people who work past 65. Why not raise the retirement age, right? Or maybe pay out a little bit less to people. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are you worried about Social Security? Or did you plan all along? Do you have a backup plan? I've been told since I was in my 20s, you better save a lot of money. You put your money into Social Security, but you also need to save for yourself. I've been told since my 20s, it's not going to be there for me. So do you have a backup plan, and are you worried, or do you look at this and go, you know what, they've been saying this for years. Oh, Social Security, going to start paying out more than it takes in. It's going to be depleted by 2022 or 2025 or 2030, whatever. They keep saying it, but it hasn't happened. So are you worried about it? Well, Vince?
Well, you know, I think of a story. I once had a conversation with my grandmother. She's got 9 children. And she said to me once, and I don't know how Social Security came up. It wasn't often that I talked to Grandma about Social Security, but I asked her once about it, and I was like, specifically on this subject, like, are you worried that Social Security will ever, like, you know, dry up or disappear? And she said, why would I be worried? I have 9 children. She's like, I don't even need Social Security. I have 9 kids. and I was like, what an old thing to say. Who's having so many kids now that they're like, it doesn't matter, it's totally fine. I've got enough children that one of them loves me enough that they're going to take care of me. And I was both amused and sort of charmed by that notion because we have, as a cultural matter, ever since the existence of Social Security, have basically adopted, like, yeah, that's the step. That's like the fact of life. That's what you move into. And as we were jokingly talking about just now, Mary, it's not an investment, even though it looks like that on your paycheck. It's like, oh, this is coming out for my Social Security investment. No, it's going into paying somebody else's Social Security payments. And it's a tax that's levied against you. And then eventually, hopefully, when you get there, the system still is paying out money to people. But it's not an even system, which is why over the years you've seen many people kind of advocate, like, get rid of this government system, put it in a place where it can actually make real interest and actually generate real earnings, and then you can, you know, draw from it. It's pretty clear it needs to be fixed. I mean, if 5 years from now we're going to be paying out 77% of this, well, the practical matter, Mary, is the way this is going to get fixed is that Washington is going to feel political pressure like it's never felt before. the electorate is just not going to stomach this. I mean, Social Security is the most popular program ever invented in the history of man because it pays out money. It's like the government's giving out money. So, yeah, that's not going away. People are going to pressure the government. Raise taxes. I don't care. I want my Social Security payment now.
But since Social Security was created, the payroll tax has been raised more than 20 times. 20 times. And the program is still headed towards insolvency. So raising the payroll tax isn't going to solve the problem. 888-630-9625. Do you just raise the age of retirement? Honestly, I thought I've kind of always thought they should be raising the age of retirement as we've gone along because people are living so much longer and people are working so much longer. Unless you've got a government job, you're working past 65. I mean, you just are. It's just a fact of life. My father-in-law's in his 80s and is still working.
Good for him.
You know, so what do we do? Do you have a contingency plan? 5 years, 2022. That's the end of the gravy train, kids. David in D.C., good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Isn't this happy to wake up to? Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. I actually have 2 points. Now, I haven't really studied it much, but haven't the Democrats raided Social Security before?
I don't know.
Idea of paying it back.
Yeah, the Social Security Trust Fund has been raided, but so
we need to point that out, too, as we speak on this. And secondly, Mary, it's also nice to talk about raising retirement when you sit in an air-conditioned booth. The guys that work outside at 70 years old and 98 degrees heat like today, not very nice.
That's true. That is very true. Although and I live without. To be fair, I live without air conditioning. So the only time I have air conditioning is when I'm sitting here at work. Same thing for my husband is when we're at work. We live without air conditioning. So I get that. I totally understand that. But you're right. Working, if you have a job where you work outside, saying that you're going to work till 70 outside, most of those people, though, I think retire before 65 anyway. Do you know very many people who work outside, manual labor, who are still working at 65. Most of those are union gigs, most of the big ones, right?
That's a tough job. So. Tough job to keep doing for a long time.
All right. 888-630-9625 is the number. Do you have a backup plan? 2022. Social Security is going to be paying out more than it's taking in, and they're talking about one of the options is it'll only be able to pay out about 77% of what it currently pays out. It's time to check the roadways. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, overnight around midnight, had a crash on the American Legion Bridge involved a tractor trailer. So no surprise, a lot of activity still going on. It's on the far right lane, right shoulder, but people use that to exit toward the GW Parkway. So a lot of flashing lights so far, not seeing any delay. However, with all that, sure to slow the commute down, leaving Maryland, heading into Virginia. So outer loop on the American Legion Bridge, still the cleanup continues with that tractor trailer incident. No problems to report top side of the Beltway. Heading over toward the Wilson Bridge on the inner loop side looks good. Outer loop as you pass Branch Avenue. That's where we also had some overnight road work. Crews cleared everything to the shoulder. Still seeing a little bit of activity there. And on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center overnight, I was alternating traffic there through the work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, a mix of sun and clouds. It is going to be hot and humid, high of 98 degrees with a heat index as high as 105. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 79. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, straight shower, a thunderstorm is possible with a high of 96. Currently, in our nation's capital, 83 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
So good news for you to wake up to this morning. News that in 5 years, 2022, Social Security will be paying out more than it receives, and the disability, the old age and survivors insurance and disability insurance funds will be depleted in 2034. And they're saying, well, it's only going to be able to pay out in 2022. Social Security will only be able to pay out 77% of their benefits will be payable. Do you have a backup plan? 888-630-9625. Vince, did they raided the Social Security Trust Fund? I know you were looking online furiously.
Well, they buy government bonds, and that money's used to fund government operations. It's an investment tool, but so there's obviously some dispute over that, but there's no question that the Social Security Trust Fund has been used ultimately to fund some government projects that way.
There you go. Jim in Manassas, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Jim, do you have a backup plan?
Well, I do have a backup plan, but my question is, they always yell Social Security is going bankrupt, but welfare never does. Obama, over the past 8 years, put more people on welfare which means that a lot of people are not working, where if you started reducing the welfare rolls, more people would have to work, and then they contribute to Social Security.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a system. That's a system everybody else pays into. I mean, it's not even the veil of an investment. We're not even pretending it's an investment. It's the whole society paying a tax that ultimately gets paid out in welfare. Whereas Social Security, at least, you know, we have somebody working towards it. That's the idea. You're paying into it so that hopefully that you can draw the benefit one day.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Woodbridge. A lot of people want to get on about this. Mike, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, the money put into Social Security should be enough to keep it sustainable. The government spends the money on other programs than it was intended for. If it was a financial institution and the regulators saw what the government was doing with our investment into Social Security, people would go to prison. If it was a board of directors running Social Security, they would be voted out by the stockholders. And, you know, George W. Bush was ridiculed even by Republicans when he said, you know, we should be able to put our Social Security earnings into private investments. And people said, oh, that's bad. That's ridiculous. You're just throwing your money up for grabs. But it's way better and more sound than investing it with government people who just spend it away on what it's intended for. So why should we pay more money into it, receive less benefits, wait longer to collect on our return and investment? It's not a government giveaway. It's money that we paid into that we trust the government to pay us back when we retire. And, you know, I've been paying into it since I was a teenager. And, you know, so it's not supposed to be a full retirement plan. It's just supposed to be something that we have at least some money, extra money coming in when we're older. But I don't think it was ever intended to be, you know, a full retirement plan.
You know, it's not. And that's a really good point. It's meant to be a supplement. And that's what it is. It's a supplemental insurance. Here's the thing, though. Social Security, the very first recipient, the very first person who got a Social Security check was Ida Mae Fuller in Vermont. She paid $24.75 into Social Security. She worked for 3 months under the Social Security system and then retired. She was a legal secretary. She retired in November of 1939. She got her benefits within 60 days of her retirement. She received out of Social Security $22,888. She invested $24.75 and got back $22,888 because she lived to be 100. For the very first check, it was already a deficit.
Yeah.
The very first check. And the point is we take out, most Social Security recipients take out far more than they pay in.
Sounds like a government program.
Yeah, sounds like a government program. Notice Mike said, we trust the government. There's the basic problem right there. 522 at WMAL.
This is such a blow to invest. Do it right now. Break the rest of your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options, and save even more with UMUC's open education resources. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, still watching on the American Legion Bridge cleanup from the overnight accident involved a tractor trailer still along the right shoulder lane. So be very careful as you're leaving Maryland into Virginia. Again, outer loop on the American Legion Bridge. Inner loop, your travel lanes are open. Inner loop looks good as you head toward 66 and the American Legion Bridge, that whole stretch. 66 both inside and outside. Side the Beltway runs fine. Heading in through the district, no early troubles here off of 50 BW Parkway onto New York Avenue. That's been nice and quiet. Love that. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours today. Expect a mix of clouds and sun with a high eventually up to 98, then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 80 degrees at 526 on WMAL. Social Security 5 years from now will be paying out more than it's taking in, at which point they say they can pay about 77% of what is due out. 77% of benefits will be payable at that point. What do you do? Raise taxes more than 20 times. Still insolvent. Let's go to Andrew from Manassas on line 8. Andrew, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Andrew. What do we do?
I think we just get rid of the whole program along with Medicaid.
How do you do that? How do you just get rid of the whole program? It's a Ponzi scheme. The people behind are paying for the people who are currently collecting.
You start phasing it out.
How?
If you have people coming into the workforce, let's say in 2022, you make that to cut off people starting working. So kids that start to work when they're 16 years old, they stop paying into it. And then as you go forward, once it runs out, it runs out. I've always been told my entire life, hey, Social Security, Medicare, don't depend on those. It's not going to be around when you get there because it's bankrupt. So
you just tell the people who are, 40 and up, oh, well?
Well, I mean, someone's going to have to bite the bullet sooner or later. Either you start phasing it out and warn people ahead of time, or it's going to dissolve on itself. One of the two. And people are going to be surprised.
Ma'am, I don't know how you tell people, sorry, we screwed up, stinks
to be
you.
They're going to fix something. Millennials are spending more on coffee than they are on saving for retirement.
And avocado toast. It's 528 at WMAL.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor. If you haven't ordered Genucel and its immediate effects for 50% off, now is your last chance. Chamonix has extended their crazy inventory clearance sale for 2 weeks only. Order Genucel for bags and puffiness today, and then you'll get Chamonix's new Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. Rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before. You just sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin. And of course, the bags and puffiness under your eyes, they'll be gone. Join the million satisfied customers who feel confident in their eyes, face, and body. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. The free Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion is only available while supplies last. Call or click now and shipping is also free. This half-price clearance sale is good for only two more weeks. Go to GenuCell.com or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time, and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Coming up on WMAL, we have some news in the Charlie Gard case, Charlie Gard being that little boy in England. He and his parents are now being given legal permanent residence in the U.S. by Congress. We'll tell you what that entails and what that could mean for little Charlie Gard. It is 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Senator John McCain is now facing one of the toughest battles of his life.
The Navy veteran who spent nearly 6 years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam was just diagnosed with a form of brain cancer. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta says,
I talked to the doctors. They said that he did very well from the operation. They feel like they removed all of the tumor.
McCain had malignant melanomas removed in 1993, 2000, and 2002. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Maryland governor and cancer survivor Larry Hogan is offering his, quote, heartfelt thoughts and prayers to Senator McCain and his family. Hogan said on Facebook that he knows McCain will fight this battle with courage and strength. The long legal battle over the Purple Line has entered a new phase with a federal appeals court ruling yesterday that clears the way for work on the light rail line to resume. The appeals court panel issued a stay of a lower court ruling that had halted work. President Trump has harsh words for his attorney general. During an interview with the New York Times, Mr. Trump said he never would have appointed Jeff Sessions had he known that Sessions would recuse himself from overseeing the Russia investigation. The Supreme Court has handed a small victory to advocates for families impacted by the president's temporary travel ban.
The justices ruled that grandparents and grandchildren should be exempt from the ban, but they left in place the ban on some people who are already in the refugee pipeline. The justices sent the case back down to an appeals court. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the constitutionality of the travel ban impacting six Muslim-majority nations in October.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum and a high-ranking House Democrat is calling on the Coast Guard to reverse a new policy that restricts recreational use of the Potomac River near the Trump National Golf Club in Sterling. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,641, the NASDAQ at 63.85. Sports Gio Gonzalez takes the loss as the Nats fall to the Angels. The O's beat Texas again and go for the sweep tonight. WNBA, the Mystics rally from 21 points down to beat Atlanta. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
No money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. And for July only, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until 2018. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right?
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Chronic Arthritic Pain and Natural Solutions on Wednesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading toward the American Legion Bridge, Maryland commuters already seeing a little bit of this volume starting to form. Not surprised. This is what we expected here. We still have cleanup from the overnight crash. It's on the far right side, far right lane, which is really that transition lane when you come off the Clara Barton Parkway and head toward the GW Parkway. But a lot going on. A lot of flashing lights. The arrow boards are there as well. So south of River Road, get ready. You're hitting those delays early. Now out of Virginia, doing a great job without the rubbernecking delays so far. So far, it looks good. On the toll road, 66, no problems to report. 95, normal delays forming in Aquia. And again, as you head toward the Occoquan, no problems to 10, Route 4, 5, up through to the Beltway. That checks out fine. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours today with a mix of clouds and sun at a high to 98, but a heat index into the triple digits. Dry tonight with a low of 79. Then isolated thunderstorms may pop up tomorrow with a high of 96 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 72 and only 80 degrees in Washington. I'm Dual Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is Friday Eve. That means it's Thursday morning. Tomorrow's Friday. At 7:05, Katie Fang will be joining us to discuss about O.J. Simpson. Remember him? He's got a parole hearing coming up, and she'll tell us what we need to know about that. And it's actually looking pretty good for him, from what I've heard. At 7:35, Byron York from the Washington Examiner. And at 8:05, it's Danica Rome from the Virginia House of Delegates. She's a candidate. And we're going to be talking to her as well. I'm Mary Walter, sitting here with Vince Colanese. Good morning, Vince.
All right, so Charlie Gard, the story of the month, and it's been this little boy, this baby, this 11-month-old in the UK. We've, of course, talked about him at length, and his parents are insistent that against the wishes of the doctors, that they'd like to keep, of course, their son alive. And try some experimental treatments in order to keep him alive. And he's got a brain condition. Doctors say that he's just basically not able to function at all. But the doctors say he's blind, deaf, unable to move, badly brain damaged. And they're saying they think it's cruel to let him live any longer. Meanwhile, the parents, who are ultimately responsible for the child, presumably, are arguing, well, no, we want to try some experimental treatments. We think, you know, they released a picture of what appeared to be their son looking at something from Friday, insisting that he's not blind, and we need to take care of our boy. Well, we're one step closer in the effort to try and get Charlie Gard to the U.S., which is that there's an effort underway. Jeff Fortenberry got out of committee. They passed an amendment yesterday that grants permanent resident status to Charlie Gard and his family so Charlie can get the medical treatment he needs. It says Congressman Fortenberry is from Nebraska. And this is just the latest step by U.S. politicians to get Charlie Gard to the United States. You remember, I think it was either last week or 2 weeks ago, the president of the United States even tweeting his support for Charlie Gard and saying that the United States would do anything in its power to assist the family. But meanwhile, this is all being held up in the U.K. because there's a judge that's saying, no, I'm not doing this. I'll change my mind if the hospital changes its mind. But right now, no, you can't. It would be illegal for you to do that. You can't take your child to the United States for an experimental treatment. And the hospital, again, is still insisting there's no chance of recovery here. The boy is going to die. This is cruel. Do not delay this any longer. But yet Charlie is still set to undergo more tests, we're told, according to available reporting. They're trying to determine whether or not he's even fit to undergo an experimental treatment on his brain condition. An American doctor just left, by the way, from the Columbia University Medical Center. His name is Dr. Hirano, and he's been offering to try the experimental therapy, and he recently visited with Charlie Gard to assess, you know, how things would work. No word on that just yet, but his experimental therapy that they're working on has never been tested on humans or animals, for that matter. So this would be very cutting-edge experimental work to try and help him out with his rare form of mitochondrial disease.
And this highlights the reason that I think this is such a big deal is people are saying, look, this highlights what happens when you have government care. Whether you like it or not, we ration care. The government has to ration care. We're just talking about Social Security. You know, they're going to ration. I guarantee you they're going to start to ration Social Security. If you've been responsible, you're going to get hammered. You're not going to get anything. If you've been irresponsible, you will reap the benefits. In this country, we are used to unlimited funds for medical care. That's what we're used to. We're used to, well, I want to try everything. I know grandma's 98 years old, but I want to try everything to save her. And we spend thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars because we feel that we can save this person. This person's going to be the exception. Well, in countries where the government pays, they look at a situation and go, no. This person has a 10% chance of recovering at best, which is the case with Charlie, a 10% chance of improvement with Charlie. And that is not a smart use or an acceptable use of the money that's available when we can use the money on someone who maybe has a 50% chance of a recovery, let alone of just improvement. Those are the decisions that have to be made when you have a limited pot of funds. And it's a hard conversation to have. The difference with Charlie Gard, for me, is that his parents have raised over, at the last count I saw, was $1.7 million. So we're not talking about government money here. You're talking about private funds that would be used to transport Charlie to the United States. And the experimental treatment is going to be, will not cost the parents anything.
Yeah, and we're also talking about parents who love their child who want to make determinations about whether or not they feel like they've done everything they can to keep that child alive. And I think a lot of people have, I think, assessed this somewhat accurately. Like, you know, even if it goes against reason, advice, my sense is that no medical breakthrough is ever really pushed forward without somebody trying something new, right? you've got to try something new. Charlie could end up saving a lot of lives, actually, this whole push. So we'll see what happens, clearly. But the latest step is that the U.S. Congress is one step closer. They've got this out of committee, getting U.S. giving him legal status in the United States. 5:43 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
I noticed you immediately. Who wouldn't? You're confident, no drama ease. Your low demands, your promise to stay true. And while others lasted for just a year, your beauty will last for 5 years. You may be the most beautiful mortgage I've ever met.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Row.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It's 5:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. We'll start coming out of Greenbelt. Baltimore, Washington Parkway commuters, you're fine outside of the Beltway and through Laurel. It's inside the Beltway, quickly forming these delays with the crash. It's going to be southbound side, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, right as you pass 410. So again, heading in through to Riverdale, early delays, and you plan for the extra time there. Now, if you're heading from the Beltway, 50 commuters, and then through Chevrolet, not so bad. Just seeing a little bit of that volume starting to form normal volume for the rush hour. Not good across the American Legion Bridge. Crews still doing the cleanup of the overnight crash on the outer loop of the American Legion Bridge. So if you're leaving Maryland into Virginia, this affects you. Delays back near River Road. So coming around from Old Georgetown Road off the Beltway out of Bethesda, or coming off of 270, get ready up ahead. You're going to have that stop and go to cross the Legion Bridge. It's all confined to the right transition lane, but it's a lot going on at the scene of this cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You're ready for some more hot weather today with a heat advisory during the afternoon hours with a mix of clouds and sun and a high to 98. The heat index should reach the triple digits. Dry tonight with a low of 79. Then isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 96. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we are at 80 degrees at 547 on WMAL. Some sad news today. We woke up, or maybe you went to bed, knowing that Senator John McCain, age 80, has been diagnosed with an aggressive brain cancer. It's called a glioblastoma. He went to go have his, he had a routine checkup, and he had the blood clot removed. That's over right. His left eye. Well, now we find out, and I had been wondering, how did they know he had a brain blood clot there? Kind of a weird place to have a blood clot. How did they know? He had been complaining of double vision and fatigue. And now we know that. So when they went, after they removed the blood clot, they realized that his condition was more serious, and they removed part of the tumor after they removed the blood clot. They did the procedure after they removed the blood clot last week. Sadly, glioblastoma is a very, very aggressive brain cancer, and I have experience with this, so it's very sad. So they did remove some of the cancerous tissue. They released a statement at the Mayo Clinic on Friday, July 14th. Senator John McCain underwent a procedure to remove a blood clot from above his left eye at the Mayo Clinic Hospital in Phoenix. Subsequent tissue pathology revealed that a primary brain tumor known as a glioblastoma was associated with the blood clot. Actually, that's from the family's statement. The family said he is in good spirits as he continues to recover at home with his family in Arizona. He is grateful to the doctors and staff at the Mayo Clinic for their outstanding care and is confident that any future retreatment will be effective. Further consultations with Senator McCain's Mayo Clinic care team will indicate when he will return to the United States Senate. And he told Lindsey Graham that he planned to stay in the hospital to undergo treatment and said, I'm going to stay here a little bit longer, take some treatments, and I'll be back. And for some people, and man, this was my first thought, I have to say, right or wrong, when he was in the hearing with James Comey. Remember, we were talking about his comments and his line of questioning, and it didn't seem to make a lot of sense. He was asking nonsensical stuff. People were like, "What's going on here?" And they're saying maybe this was one of the first clues that came out publicly that maybe there was something. And my friend who had a glioblastoma would also, before he was diagnosed, we were like, "What is wrong with him?" Like, he would say stuff. They were like, "What?" And so now that I know that, to me, having a friend who had this, it makes sense to me now, his comments during that hearing.
You know, I was very struck by his daughter's reaction to this, Meghan yeah. McCain, who we've come to know over the years, thanks to her presence on Fox News, among other places. And she released, again, a very touching statement yesterday about all of this. I want to read a portion to you, if you don't mind. My love for my father is boundless. And like any daughter, I cannot and do not wish to be in a world without him. I have faith that those days remain far away. Yet even in this moment, my fears for him are overwhelmed by one thing above all, gratitude for our years together and the years still to come. He is a warrior at dusk, one of the greatest Americans of our age and the worthy heir to his father's and grandfather's name. But to me, he is something more. He is my strength, my example, my refuge, my confidant, my teacher, my rock, my hero. My dad.
Oh.
Meghan McCain. So, what a really touching statement, and kind of symptomatic, by the way, of all of the reaction to this. It feels like there's a lot of an outpouring of support, but it does feel like he's passed away. I mean, the coverage of this is so strong in this, that it, and it goes to show you, I think, the seriousness of the condition.
Yeah, absolutely.
That people are reacting this way right now upon hearing this diagnosis. So a tough morning for the McCain family, who all of us should be praying for, I think, today.
Absolutely. And as I said, knowing someone who had this diagnosis at the age of 36, and John McCain is 80, and listen, if anybody could come out of this, you know, with a better diagnosis than most or a better prognosis than most, is probably John McCain, considering everything that he has been through in life, you know, physically. The fact that he even made it to 80 is just absolutely amazing.
The assessment that God's probably making is, if anyone can handle this, it's John McCain.
Yeah, or you know what? I want you badly enough, I had to send you this, because everything else I sent you, you have beaten.
Here's our Rush Bow.
We haven't talked about this the past couple days on the radio, but I guess I should now. Turns out that President Trump had a second secret meeting with Putin at the G20 summit in Hamburg during dinner. Worse, the two of them conversed only using a Russian translator, Putin's translator. The translator with President Trump spoke Japanese, so he did not participate. Bottom line, only Trump and two Russians know what was said in this previously undisclosed encounter, and the Russians are not talking. Ian Bremmer, who heads up something called the Eurasia Group, says that Trump got up from his seat halfway through dinner and spent about an hour talking privately and animatedly with Putin. According to this Bremmer guy, Trump not having his own translator present is a breach of national security protocol. And there's even more evidence. The state dinner where the conversation took place was supposed to last between 8:30 and 10 p.m., but Trump showed up at 7 p.m., and he didn't leave until a few minutes before before midnight. Now, anybody can connect the dots here. It's undeniable proof that Trump and Putin colluded. They colluded to have a conversation with each other. And this isn't from CNN, so it's not fake news. This conversation really happened. What do you think they colluded to do this time?
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
5:55, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we have a couple of items that are causing pretty big delays to start this rush hour. First, at the American Legion Bridge, that's where accident cleanup continues. The overnight crash that involved the truck, outer loop on the American Legion Bridge. So if you're coming out of Maryland before you even get to River Road now, I'm seeing those brake lights up ahead on the bridge. Now, with the cleanup, that's confined to that far right transition lane, and even though you have your all those main lanes open here across the bridge, it's definitely a distraction. There's so much to see. Aero boards are there, flashing lights. Again, outer loop on the American Legion Bridge for this crash cleanup. Second problem we're having right now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The crash is inside the Beltway right as you pass 410 with delays now backing to the Beltway. So get ready for that. Northbound side, you're okay. No problems, no delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours with a mix of clouds and sun and a high to 98. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Staples.
Staples knows that when the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's time. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print, like buy one HP ink and get the second at 30% off. And 722 restrictions apply. See store staples.com for details. Staples, it's pro time.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Where I grew up, very few people went to college. I'm kind of the nerd in the family. I picked UMUC because they're really military friendly. My degree plan kind of went right into what I was doing at work. My coworkers would say, how does she know this stuff? To be a positive role model for my nieces, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable quality education from an accredited public state university, you can make the most out of your post-military career, like Shatasha Smith. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with an education to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers and the resources to help you succeed, like our dedicated advisors, Veterans Resource Center, career mentoring, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Hey, coming up on WMAL.
The President of the United States giving a big interview yesterday to the New York Times, including saying he wouldn't have even hired Jeff Sessions if he knew he'd recuse himself. Whoa. A lot of details to share with you.